for some football.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Welcome to the FTN DataCast, the fantasy football podcast where data drives the discussion. Here are your hosts, Adam Pfeiffer and Tyler Lochner.
All right. You know we are going to rant. Welcome back, everybody. FTN DataCast, presented by FTN, of course. Adam Pfeiffer here with the coaching and coordinating series continuing both on the site at FTNFantasy.com and here on the podcast. We go to the AFC East and we start with my team, the team that is the cause of my stress and pain and anxiety and joy, but also a lot of the more heartbreaking parts of my life, the Buffalo Bills. And we'll dive into everything, offensive scheme, defensive scheme, which is actually really interesting to talk about for this team with the changes that's going on there. Will Josh Allen run the football less? I'll talk about that, which is always a key talking point for the Bills during the offseason. And a lot of things that are changing for this team and things that we can make or take from this offense and defensive scheme and apply it for fantasy football. Of course, if you missed any of these articles, they're all live at FTNFantasy.com. Not all of them. I'm still working through them, but I think we have 11 right now. We have the AFC East completed, the NFC West completed, the AFC West completed. So, yeah, we are starting the NFC East this week as we just published the Jets today. The Jets is a free article, so you can check that out over at FTNFantasy.com, as well as every other article in the series. It's been a joy. I work really hard on them, so I appreciate if you check them out. And, of course, all the great content at FTNFantasy.com. But let's get to the Bills. So going into the season, they were the Super Bowl favorites, right? They were right up there. I think they were number one ahead with Kansas City and a lot of those teams, obviously. And it looked good. I mean, they destroyed the Rams on, the opening day of the season. And honestly, they were rolling to start the season. And then offense started to slow down. Josh Allen has the UCL issue. And they were still obviously a great team, right? They won, 12 games? Missed a game, obviously, with that stuff at the end of the season. But ultimately, didn't make it out of the second round. And there's been this talking point with the Bills. Like, have they peaked? Have they, missed their opportunity? I think those questions, maybe missing their opportunity, I think that might be valid, but like to say there's been talk about, the Bills might be like the sixth best team in the AFC. I think that's like ludicrous. I think they're clearly like at worst three, and that's at worst. But we can't have me rant about the Bills for too long, although we do have to talk about them. And let's start with the defense this time, because Sean McDermott, obviously the head coach, he's been the head coach for this team since 2017. I mean, they made the playoffs all but one year. There's been a lot of critics for McDermott as of late for Bills fans. And to that I say, just remember where we were 6 years ago, 7 years ago, right? And that's all I'll say. I think McDermott's still one of the 10 best coaches in the league. But this will be interesting in 2023 because Leslie Frazier stepped away from the season this year, so he will not be the defensive coordinator. And Sean McDermott will call plays. Remember, McDermott was the DC in Carolina. He worked under Jim Johnson, the legendary Jim Johnson in Philadelphia. So McDermott has a track record running a defense, calling defensive plays. During McDermott's six seasons with the Panthers, Carolina ranked top 12 in defensive DVOA four times. He runs a 4-3 base defense, which is what the Bills have run as of late. So what will change with McDermott calling plays? I don't know how much. I think they'll be a little bit more aggressive than they have been. Like, I still think their base defense is going to be that five defensive back set. They ran it 90% of the time. They run so much of that. And it makes sense, right? When healthy, they have Trey White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Taron Johnson, who's one of the best slot DBs in the league. They drafted Kyir Elam in the first round. So I still think that's going to be their base defense, but they do have the personnel this year to run more 3-4, right? Like, they lose Tremaine Edmonds, so naturally you say, okay, maybe we want to play less like traditional three linebackers on the field anyway. They do have the personnel to run more 3-4 because you know, when Vaughn's healthy, you can put Vaughn and recently signed Leonard Floyd at outside LB. Ed Oliver and Greg Rousseau can play the defensive end spot. And then you have, you know, Daquan Jones, Puna Ford, Jordan Phillips can all rotate at defensive tackle depending on down distance situation. And then at inside linebacker, you'd have Matt Milano, probably Terrell Bernard, and then, you know, Tyrell Dotson, or maybe even Dorian Williams if he impresses in camp. So they have the personnel this year to I think, run more 3-4, but I still think their base defense will remain 4-3. I did mention how they run so much of that 5-DB look that it does make them a little bit more susceptible to the run. In fact, last season they gave up about 14% of their carries against them went for 10 or more yards. It was the fourth highest rate in the NFL, so you'll see them get gashed occasionally, but I honestly think top to bottom defensively, if their secondary is healthy, it's a top three unit in the league. Their D-line's deep as long as Vaughn's healthy, especially after adding Leonard Floyd. And obviously losing Tremaine Edmonds hurts, but like Matt Milano's an outstanding player. He's an all-pro player. So I think the Bills will still have one of the best defenses in the league. I do think they'll probably blitz a little bit more, especially we might see more like cover one where they play a little bit more man coverage across the board, one safety over the top, and maybe bring in, you know, Poyer or Hyde and even blitz, right? Like the Bills haven't really blitzed a ton, but like when McDermott was with Jim Johnson in Philadelphia, we know Jim Johnson was dialing up these creative exotic blitz packages. The Bills were 25th in blitz rate last season. I expect that to go up a little bit, so that will be interesting with McDermott now calling defensive plays. Let's go to the offense, where last year, Ken Dorsey's first season as the OC, obviously Brian Daboll had been there, and Brian Daboll he was incredible, absolutely incredible what he did for this offense, for Josh Allen. And if you honestly look at the statistics from 2021, Daboll's last year, and last year, Dorsey's first year, they're pretty similar, right? Daboll's last year, the Bills were at, you know, fourth in points per drive, ninth in yards per drive, and seventh in plays per drive. They scored on 45% of their total drives. Last year, they were second in points per drive, second in yards per drive, ninth in plays per drive, and they also scored on 45% of their total drives. So those statistics were pretty similar. The offense, though, and you know, Jeremy Popolars made a great point, and he kind of alluded to it on the Dynasty podcast. They got there at the end of the day with the statistics and the overall stats, but it was more difficult of a path, right? They were so damn reliant on Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs being great, which they were very, very often. But when Diggs was double covered and Josh couldn't, you know, escape five, you know, rushers and make a play, you know, they struggled. And that's where I think they need to be better this season at creating more of these layups for Josh Allen. We'll talk about that in a minute with their personnel and stuff. But overall, the pass rate was once again insanely high, just like it was with Daboll. Last season, Buffalo was sixth in neutral script pass rate at 61%. They also called pass 50.7% of the time when they were leading by 8-plus points. Only the Chiefs and Bengals were higher than Buffalo in pass rate over expectation. It's pretty similar to what they were doing with Daboll. There was plenty of, once again, times where they just abandoned the run. You know, those Miami games stand out. I think that was also game plan, right? Miami, they play a really aggressive cover zero scheme. And those, so the Bills played three games against Miami last year, two regular season, one playoff. Josh Allen had 25 pass attempts of 20 plus yards in those games, 8.3 per game. In week three against this team, they didn't even bother trying to run the football. Josh Allen had 35 dropbacks in the first half. So we continue to see them abandon the run at times. We also saw Josh continue to be aggressive, but I think it's also like matching Dorsey. I think Dorsey and Josh Allen, remember, Josh Allen, you know, pitched Ken Dorsey to be the OC after Daboll got the Giants job. They have very similar mindsets. They're aggressive. They want to take, you know, shots down the field. Josh Allen was second in the league in deep attempts last year with 83. About 15% of his pass attempts traveled 20 yards or more down the field. But there was a lot of creativity, right? This is a team that's been desperate for making plays after the catch. They've been really, really bad at that. 2021, Buffalo, 4.2 yards after the catch perception, dead last in the NFL. Just 41% of his passing yards that season for Josh Allen came after the catch, third lowest rate among all quarterbacks, with at least 100 dropbacks. This past season, Allen was at 4.4 yards after the catch per completion, which was the second lowest mark in the league. So you've seen the players have added the past couple seasons, James Cook, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid, Deontay Hardy. They are looking for that, and they're looking for more layups for Josh Allen in the middle of the field, because at this, when this offense was at its peak, honestly, it's when Diggs just got there and they had Cole Beasley catching 80 passes from the slot. And when Diggs wasn't open or the play broke down, Beasley, with his short area ability to get open, he would get you 7. He would get you 8. He would get you 6. He would get you 9. And they miss that. They really do. Enter Dalton Kincaid. That is what I think the Bills envision and hope for from the rookie tight end. They have been, you know, I mean, think about it. They got to a point last season where they brought back Cole Beasley and John Brown late in the season, signed them off the street because they were desperate. They were trying to kind of recreate that offense. Remember, those were the three receivers, Smoke, Diggs, Beasley. And they are desperate for that middle of the field, get open, find the soft spot against zone coverage. And that's what Dalton Kincaid will be for them. We've obviously heard Brandon Bean and the coaching staff say, we don't really view him as a tight end. He'll play slot. And that's true, right? It's 100% true. But his emergence and his presence will allow Buffalo to be a lot more versatile and multiple with their looks. Brandon Bean's talked about that a lot too. So you look at the start of last season, before the season started actually, we've seen Buffalo try to run some more 12 personnel, right? Remember, they signed O.J. Howard. Then they, released him before the season started. The Bills last season ran two tight end sets just 8% of the time, according to FTN data, fourth lowest rate in all football. They've mostly been an 11 and oftentimes, obviously, 10 personnel team, right? That's going to change, obviously. And what they can do with Dalton Kincaid is they can run a personnel where they come out with Diggs on one side, Gabriel Davis on the opposite side, and then both Knox and Kincaid kind of in line, right? Maybe that's what they come out in. And then defense comes out in their base defense, thinking, okay, it's a run formation. Then they can audible, they can flex Kincaid and Knox out. Then all of a sudden you have either a linebacker on Dalton Kincaid or a smaller slot defensive back on him or Knox. Matchups you like to attack. And I think the Bills will do that a lot this season. And I also think they want Dalton Kincaid. Now, we know rookie tight ends don't produce very often year one. Is he going to come in and catch 80 passes like Cole Beasley was doing? No. But I think that's what they hope for at least, next season. But they want him to be that slot receiver in the middle of the field. You look at Kincaid, 49% of his snaps came from the slot during his collegiate career. Over half of his targets over the past two seasons came from the slot. And 75% of his receptions were from the slot, either went for a first down or a touchdown. So, extremely productive from the slot. And we know the Bills are going to use that 12 personnel more because they just paid Dawson Knox, who they love and is a talented player. And you look at Ken Dorsey, who was the quarterback's coach in Carolina during the 2015 season, when the Panthers were second in the entire NFL in 12 personnel usage with Greg Olsen and Ed Dixon. Who was the offensive coordinator for the Panthers in that season? It was Mike Shula, who is currently the Bills' senior offensive assistant. So we're going to see a lot of those formations where it's Diggs, Davis, Knox, Kincaid, get multiple, get versatile, and that's going to help Josh Allen get more of those layups, get more mismatches, and they need that. They need Kincaid, who is amazing at finding the soft spots against zone coverage and is really, really fluid running routes at the tight end position. They need that because Stephon Diggs was doubled on 10% of his targets last year. It was one of the highest rates in the NFL. So again, it's dangerous to expect a productive fantasy season from a rookie tight end. But the more I dive into it and about what this team desperately needs for Josh Allen for those layups, I do think that's going to be Dalton Kincaid. So I'm I'm still not like overdrafting him because his ADP is honestly pretty high to start with, but I'm getting more excited about him each day, it feels like. Let's get to the evergreen topic in the Bills offseason. Will Josh Allen actually run the football less? We've heard it for 2 years now. The Bills have said, yeah, we want Josh to run the football less. And for 2 years now, Allen's actually run the football more. He has 122 and 124 attempts over the past two seasons. He's third and fourth among quarterbacks in design rushing attempts during that span. And I say this all the time. Like, I didn't buy it 2 years ago. I didn't buy it last year about Josh running less. I'm not buying it until I see it. Because it's not like he just happens to be running because he's insanely athletic and has tremendous size. It's part of their offense. It's what makes their offense go, right? It's a lot of this quarterback power, stuff like that. So without it, their offense is, it's not as good. So, yeah, I mean, like, you look at Josh Allen the past four seasons, right, since 2019, he's handled 28, 37 and a half, 31, and then last year he had 61% of Buffalo's carries inside the five-yard lines, inside the five-yard line. Those four rates were first, and second among all quarterbacks during those four seasons. And last year, that 61.1% of Buffalo's carries inside the five for Josh Allen, that just wasn't the highest rate among quarterbacks. That was the 10th highest rate in the entire NFL. So, people wonder why, James Cook and Damien Harris aren't on a lot of people's fantasy radar. That's why. Now, I will say this is the first offseason that I can remember that Josh has kind of come out and said and talked about how he, can't really play like this forever and he has to take care of his body. So while I still really don't buy that he's going to run less. Okay, like, will he run less than 124 times? Probably. Will he still run 100 plus times? I think so. He's had 100 plus rushing attempts in four straight seasons. It's a huge part of their offense. If he does run less, and if it's maybe something they kind of, okay, maybe at the goal line, but we'll just, we brought in Damien Harris. We like, Damien Harris has honestly been one of the more productive short yardage running backs in the NFL over the past couple of seasons, right? In 2021, Damien Harris scored 9 touchdowns on 15 carries inside the five. So maybe that's something they saw and said, you know what? This is an opportunity for us to actually have Josh run less. If that does happen, then yeah, Damien Harris will probably be a really good zero RB candidate, but honestly, it's been four seasons of 100-plus attempts. It's been two straight seasons where he's actually run more after the Bills have wanted him to run less. So, like, at the end of the day, it's one of those situations where I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. Yeah, I mean, other than that, that's mostly it. I mean, the overall scheme for Buffalo when they run the football, they run a lot of this mid-zone that James Cook was really, really productive with in his rookie season. You will see, and it's a huge reason why I loved Singletary, you're not going to see a lot of stack boxes playing running back for the Buffalo Bills, right? They spread you out. They play a lot of 11 personnel to start with, which naturally spreads the defense out. Then, of course, you have to worry about Josh Allen, so you don't stack the box against Josh Allen normally anyway. So you look at Devin Singletary, the last, three seasons, he saw stack boxes on 4%, 14%, and 20% of his carries. They were, the eighth, some of the lowest rates in the NFL. Second fewest, eighth fewest, and 22nd fewest percentage of carries. So, and then James Cook, just 6% of his carries last year were against stack boxes. So, I do think Harris and Cook can be really efficient, especially because the Bills appear to have upgraded the offensive line. But will they be getting those high-value touches for fantasy? Goal line, targets, stuff like that. That remains to be seen. But yeah, players they've added, obviously. There's been, some just non-ending DeAndre Hopkins rumors. But right now at receiver, they've really only added Deontay Hardy. I do think they need to play Khalil Shakir more in year two. Obviously they added Kincaid and then, Damien Harris to the offense. They've added the offensive line a little bit, which is good. They drafted Osiris Torrance and then defense. They've made some really good defensive moves, right? I like the Leonard Floyd addition. They obviously lost Tremaine Edmonds, but they also signed Puna Ford, which will help them kind of, If the Bills' run defense has a weakness, it's those runs, the gap runs right up the middle where they need that size at D tackle. Their D tackles were more like finesse D tackles, like Ed Oliver. So I think the Puna Ford signing is good. The secondary, they'll be healthy, hopefully, right? Trey White didn't start the season. Hyde and Poyer missed time. Kyrie Elam was in and out of the lineup. So they should be healthy. And again, I think when they're healthy, they have one of the best secondaries in all of football. Yeah, man, I'm hoping this is the year. It's going to be tough. Their schedule's tough. The AFC, obviously, in general, is tough. But they have the roster, right? Would DeAndre Hopkins be nice? Yeah, I would love that. But, like, you have, in my opinion, the second-best player in the entire NFL in Josh Allen. You have a great coaching staff. For me, it's just going to come down to, will the Bills' offense be less reliant? Because, obviously, they're your two best players in offense. They're two of the best players in your entire team, 17 and 14, Allen and Diggs. You are obviously going to rely on them a lot. But it can't be to the point where it was last season, where it was just like an RPO, Josh keeps it, throws a slant to Diggs. If he's not open, they run it. And if he's not open and they throw it, it's probably an incomplete pass. Like, Gabe Davis has to be improved. He had a 12% drop rate last season. They have to be a little bit more balanced. And I don't believe in, like, you know, Daboll's thing was like, why be balanced if what we're doing is working? Like, I remember a game a couple years ago in Seattle where they just kept throwing and Pete Carroll was like stunned. So like, I don't think they have to be like balanced, but I do think they have to at least be able to run the football effectively when they're winning, right? They shouldn't have to throw the ball 50%+ of the time when they're up by two scores. Defensively, I think they're deep. I know they lost Edmonds, but I think they're really deep. So I'm hoping this is the year. I just want one. Like I said, like if they just win one Super Bowl, I'm honestly good for the rest of my life. I really am. So here's hoping. Obviously, the AFC East in general, in general with the division too, is obviously much improved with Aaron Rodgers joining, with Miami adding some pieces. I'm just hoping they get it done. Should be fun. I'll be going to four Bills games this year too, though, so that'll be fun. But that'll just about do it for the Buffalo Bills. We'll go to the Miami Dolphins up next, which was a really fun article. Just a lot of cool stats about pre-snap motion for the Dolphins, which you'd probably expect with Mike McDaniel. Talk about the amazing, amazing job he did during his first season as the Dolphins head coach. And again, check out all the content at ftnfantasy.com. This series, I have my Fantasy Crossroads series where I debate two players being drafted next to each other. There's the Sleepers, Busts, and Breakout series with a lot of our analysts. The second-year scouting report articles, a ton of those. I'll be actually contributing to more of those starting next week with, I believe, Jahan Dotson and Isaiah Pacheco. Jeff Ratcliffe's massive, massive 2023 fantasy guide is dropping very soon. And that alone, I don't think I need to say anything more about that. It's Jeff Ratcliffe. It's his content. It's millions of pages. Millions of player player write-ups, projections, all that great stuff. So we're here. I mean, we're almost in July. It's almost fantasy draft season. Great stuff. Continuing to be posted at ftnfantasy.com, as well as FTN Daily and FTN Bets. Thanks for listening, as always. We'll talk to you guys next time for the FTN DataCast. I'm Adam Pfeiffer. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the FTN DataCast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And follow the hosts on Twitter at @APfeiffer24 and @LochnerNFL.